knew a poem of a silly young king who played with the world at the end of a string. But he only loved one single thing, and that was just a peanut butter sandwich. His scepter and his royal gowns, his regal throne and golden crowns, were bright and sticky from the mounds and drippings from each peanut butter sandwich. His subjects all were silly fools, for he had passed a royal rule that all that they could learn in school was how to make a peanut butter sandwich. He would not eat his sovereign cake, he scorned his soup and kingly cake. He told his courtly cook to bake an extra sticky peanut butter sandwich. And then one day he took a bite and started chewing with delight, but found his mouth was stuck quite tight from the last bite of peanut butter sandwich. His brother pulled, his sister fried, the wizard pushed, his mother cried, "My boy's committed suicide from eating his last peanut butter sandwich." The dentist came, the royal doc, the royal plumber banged and knocked, but still those jaws stayed tightly locked. Oh darn the sticky peanut butter sandwich. The carpenter, he tried with pliers, the telephone man tried with wires, the fireman, they tried with fire, but couldn't melt that peanut butter sandwich. With ropes and pulleys, drills and coil, with steam and lubricating oil, for 20 years of tears and toil, they fought that awful peanut butter sandwich. Then all his royal subjects came, they hooked his jaws with grappling chains, and pulled both ways with might and main against the stubborn peanut butter sandwich. Each man and woman, girl and boy, put down their plows and pots and toys, and pulled until crack, oh joy, they broke right through that peanut butter sandwich. A puff of dust, a screech, a squeak, the king's jaw opened with a creak. And then in a voice so faint and weak, the first words that they heard him speak were, "How about a peanut butter sandwich?"